Building the Future, Big Teaming for Audacious Innovation by Amy C. Edmondson and Susan Salter Reynolds. Building the Future. Steve Lewis arrived on the Harvard campus on a clear, cold February morning in 2010, minutes before the start of class, just slightly out of breath. Second-year business school students were already in their seats, talking, opening laptops, reviewing their notes, as Lewis came in a hurry and sat down to observe. The class would be discussing a brand new case study written about his young company, a startup with the lofty goal of building state-of-the-art smart city in Portugal. Toward the end of class, Lewis took his place in front of the room with a noticeable lack of notes, papers, briefcase, or burden of any kind. He placed his iPhone next to the water glass and began to tell his story, the story of founding a company called Living Plan IT. Building the future is about bringing a desired future into being on purpose. A new order of things. Future building is hard. When success requires introducing what Machiavelli in the 16th century called a new order of things, success is likely to be elusive. This is because bringing together diverse elements, technologies, plans, people, or organizations to create a functioning whole presents countless ways for integration to break down. Teaming across disciplinary and industry boundaries is needed to respond to the spectacular challenges the world faces today, but it requires a new way of thinking, a new way of working, and a new way of being. Big teaming. Many organizations have shifted to a new way of working that makes teaming and learning part of the job. Prior work on teaming includes examples of people in crisis situations, working together to surmount seemingly impossible but finite challenges. In such situations, people often team up across geographical, social, and cultural boundaries to get the job done. Building the future takes teaming to the next level. The same fundamental principles apply, but the distances between players are greater than when we encourage cross-functional teamwork within a company. The boundaries are more difficult to cross, goals are more often at odds, and clashing professional cultures are likely to inhibit meaningful communication. The built environment. The built environment refers to the human-made surroundings that provide the setting for human activity, ranging in scale from buildings and parks or green space to neighborhoods and cities that can often include their infrastructure, such as water supply or energy networks. Public health experts define the built environment as the human-made space in which people live, work, and recreate on a day-to-day basis. The term encompasses places and spaces created or modified by people, including buildings, parks, and transportation systems. In short, the built environment comprises the complex systems that we inhabit and depend on in our daily lives. Home is where the work is. Many Living Plan IT employees had IT backgrounds. Some were fresh out of college, some came from another startup or two, and some brought years of experience in large companies like Microsoft or Cisco. Rosie Loghorst had several startups under her belt by the time she was 24, including hatchery equipment for raising chickens, as well as ostrich breeding. Next came a job in software startup. Soon, she became, in her words, a geek, through and through. If many of the early joiners felt constrained on their prior jobs, others came because they wanted to problem solve in a larger scale. All were enthusiastic and motivated. Most valued teamwork over hierarchy. They saw innovation as a team sport, believing that few worthy innovations are accomplished alone. Most had flexibility in their lives, the ability to work late into the night, and to pick up and move. All shared a passionate desire to experiment with new technologies. Many, like Lewis, began as self-taught programmers long before university. But life was catching up with some members of the team, those with families and mortgages. As Loghorst told us in 2014, the best employees are the ones who come in with the understanding that we are all entrepreneurs. We're all giving up a lot. We do it because we want to change the world. Swimming with sharks. The deal is at the center of all aspects of real estate development, acquisitions, sales, leasing, asset management, and certainly investment banking. The stereotypical real estate shark, with an endless appetite for deals and sharp observations about quality, location, comparables, tenants, and landlords, is as familiar as the IT geek in his garage. An assumption accompanying this stereotype, which we seek to challenge, is that real estate people have one goal and one goal only: financial success, as opposed to community building or urban regeneration. Deals begin with networking, the foundation of the industry's culture. Plenty of formal labor organizations exist to assist people with research of professional training, but the true networking often happens at meet and greets. Visionary mayors. Mayors are crucial to the revitalization of cities. Building a new city or renovating old neighborhoods and buildings demands intense participation by government agencies, officials, and regulators, and by private players as well. And once built, cities are run by municipal governments, mayors, and other elected officials. Part visionary, part pragmatism, those who work in local government control resources, enforce permitting and regulations, and depend on good relationships with businesses to get things done. Grounded visionaries getting the job done. People in construction like to build things. It's a profession steeped in the tangible. Construction activities, endless interrelated tasks and materials, submit well to project management. Although complex, most construction tasks are knowable in advance. The industry has many segments, each with its own skill sets, apprenticeship learning curves, promotion ladders, educational backgrounds, languages, and expectations. The work is local, decentralized, and site-specific, and cultural norms can vary considerably among sites. The long-term nature of most projects reinforces these norms. Timelines and schedules can be impervious, to a large degree, to outside controls. The job gets done when the job gets done. Sensors to the rescue. One of the transformative innovations in the building space is the use of sensors in the construction process. Meanwhile, recent advances in building controls integrate sensors and sophisticated analytics to dramatically improve energy performance. Common uses of sensors are in security and in the assessment of environmental conditions, structural states, and resource flows such as people, materials, traffic, water, and energy. The use of sensors was, of course, at the core of Living Planet's offering, hoping to revolutionize the construction process and that of managing buildings and city infrastructure once built. Lewis's team coded, schemed, and sought opportunities to demonstrate their work to the public. The people of the corporation. The image of a typical manager working in a large company has changed dramatically since the stodgy, rule-following organization man of William White's classic eponymous book. Culturally, the public image of manager as rule-follower has been gradually replaced with the fast-moving dealmaker in movies like Wall Street and The Social Network. Google and Facebook aside, the corporate world rarely resembles the startup loft scene in the tech sector. The people you might see in the company headquarters of, say, Prudential, GE, or Aliens, still predominantly sport suits and ties. Young people aspiring to succeed in the corporation world still flock to earn MBA degrees to accelerate their careers, dress conservatively for interviews, and dream of climbing the corporate ladder. Success is often measured in economic terms. The currency of the corporation is, well, currency. Debt, stock, salaries, options, bonuses, loans, dividends, the vocabulary of money is vast, like Eskimo words for snow. In this setting, players believe that it takes money to make money, growth is good, and corporate ladders exist to be climbed. Interpersonal chasms, values, priorities, and trust. Differences in priorities among players also stalled progress. In the beginning, the priority for Living Planet employees was creating Planet Valley as a high-tech showcase. Those with real estate or finance backgrounds focused on the revenue opportunities of game-changing innovation. Techies wanted to create the cool new things. Builders and planners were driven by a chance to solve practical problems with visionary solutions. Those in government were interested in creating a better future for their constituents and leaving a legacy. Meanwhile, financial and political crises, like the 2010 economic downturn in Portugal, stalled carefully constructed agreements and further weakened relationships in the fragile partner ecosystem. 5 Leadership Lessons for Building the Future. 1. Start with big vision. Big vision compels and motivates people to take personal and professional risks to pursue a dream. 2. Foster big teaming. Audacious innovation, such as building a new city, requires bridging industry and cultures. With more empathy and skill than comes naturally. 3. Celebrate mavericks. Future building flourishes when successful. Credible experts glimpse new possibilities and help shift their conversation. 4. Embrace small action. A series of small but highly innovative projects allows a company to learn in action as a way of technically and financially realizing the evolving big vision. 5. Balance influence and innovation. Influencing is essential when it represents a new and unfamiliar possibility. A growing number of people must grasp the need for innovation to build a foundation for realizing it. Finally, future building leaders must insist on a disciplined process of small, fast, iterative action. Whatever new solutions will work best, one thing's for sure. we will not know them fully in advance. Only through smart experiments, fast failure, and even faster learning will they materialize.